FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
So just to let the listener know at home, we had a bit of a panic. I get the train here on a Friday.
I don't want to label it as a panic.
And I get a train here on a Friday, and you know, I've been busy all day creating, doing football podcasts and that kind of thing. And the Southern League's fine, Marv, just to let you know. It's going well.
Thank goodness. And, thought it was all underwater.
No, they're doing all right. And Merthyr looked lovely, by the way, in snow. Can I just say that?
Who did?
Merthyr in South Wales. It was lovely.
Right.
It's like a Christmas card.
Like Merthyr Tydfil?
Yeah.
Oh! Mm. Why didn't you call it Merthyr Tydfil?
Because it's Merthyr. It's Merthyr Town, the team's called.
So what's Merthyr Tydfil?
Well, it's the area.
I've said it so many times I don't even believe it anymore. Tydfil? What kind of a word is Tydfil?
So, dear listener, I come here on...
Do you live in Merthyr Tydfil? Get in touch.
Just to say, I got the train down here and asked Marv, because I didn't actually confirm whether I was coming tonight.
We confirmed on Wednesday. This is what annoyed me about your text message.
I was just like... Well,
you are not in control of your diary, my friend. Have you even got a diary? Or do you just remember these things?
Well, Friday's podcast day and then I go to Marv's.
Is that what happens?
So, Marv said, I've got nothing to talk about, by the way. And then what followed was a series of texts which got more and more agitated about the fact that I hadn't responded to help Marv out.
Hello! Like, hello! Ben!
What the hell? I mean, we don't do that kind of thing, Marv. It's improv, this. Isn't it?
It's supposed to be improv, Ben.
Or
you're right.
Or do you plan everything?
Well, no,
without me knowing.
I've started being more planning recently because now, as I said in one of the texts to you, we are now considered... What did I write? I'm just trying to find it here.
We're considered?
A comedy radio show. Right?
Are we?
It's what someone labelled me as this week, Ben. I listened to your podcast. I didn't know you did a comedy show.
Oh!
Oh! Hang on. Wait, that kind of suggests now we're trying to be funny, Ben.
I don't want to be funny.
No, well, no, you do, but you don't want to try to be funny.
No,
that's
exactly. So
yeah, yeah.
So why are we, why are we changing?
I have been putting effort in over the last few weeks in terms of thinking about what kind of things. You think FIFA came from nowhere last week? It was in the news. I thought about a quick little bit I could do about making an application for a job and how I'd be all honest and trustworthy, and I could rely on the fact that you would turn it into ridiculousness.
I didn't know. I was quite supportive.
I know, it surprised me, but it was a nice angle for the podcast.
How was the application?
Huh?
How was that?
Ben, it didn't happen because it was all a joke, you see.
You lied to me.
It's a comedy radio show.
Oh, I genuinely thought you were doing it.
No.
See, this is the thing, Marv. When you do... I'm going to script write this whole thing and I'm still... What? I've just turned up. I've only just washed my hair.
I've done it again tonight.
You've planned it?
I've got things to talk about. You'll love some of these titles because they're not ideas like written out in full. They're just things I've quickly thought of since 8:40
okay.
When you texted me. So one of them's called Football, Football, Football. When does it end?
It doesn't, does it?
That's my point about
the Euros
football.
Are in the summer.
What the hell? It just keeps going. Is there not going to be a point at some point in the future where people just get together and go, I think I've had enough of football. Finally, I've just given up.
What do you want to happen, Matt?
I just like...
Everyone suddenly drops the football and starts taking up rugby league.
Yeah. Be fine.
I like rugby league.
There's nothing wrong with rugby league.
It's good.
As long as it's not cricket, that doesn't become the national sport.
I like cricket too, Mav.
I don't.
In the summer, you need to come to my local cricket club.
Oh,
we'll have a good time. We'll have a good time, Mav. It's
we
lovely.
We can go to a bloody pub garden, Ben.
Yeah, but you can go to a pub garden.
Beer garden, let's call it what it's probably called.
No, that has a cricket match going on in it.
What?
Well, that's what a cricket pavilion actually is. It's a beer garden with
so
a cricket
pitch. So I'll spend
it
the exact same way, just by talking with my friends and having lots of fun. Except it's got the added danger that at some point I'm going to get smacked in the side of the head with a cricket ball.
That's the fun. You get to catch the ball.
No, if you're not looking, Ben. Smacks you right in the back of the head.
That's why you've got to keep watching.
Listen, I've got some dark memories about cricket balls.
Have you?
Yeah. I was bullied as a child, Ben. This may shock you.
They called
because
you cricket
I come across,
ball.
Huh?
They called you cricket ball.
No, they threw a cricket ball at my face.
Oh, wow.
Not just one, Ben.
What?
A bucket of them.
Hang on. Were you in a net at the time, practicing?
No. This is an actual true story where I was bullied.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hello, Yam. How are you?
Good times.
35 years ago today.
Very good times.
You were born and you shared a moment in Marv's class at school. And what a moment it was. You mistook Marv for Graham Gooch and decided to throw a ball at his head. Not realising that he didn't have the agility that Graham Gooch had.
Well. Let's not turn this into a story about my lack of agility. Because considering my size, Ben, I'm like a cat.
Oh, he is a cat, everyone.
Like a bloody puma.
He is. I played five-a-side football with Marv a few times. And, he's like a mobile Teddy Sheringham.
My favourite line about me in all of my footballing history, Ben, is, hey, For a fat lad, you've not got a bad touch. I'll take that.
Right. Let's find out what's available in the Shindig Prize Gallery today. In one, a family crossword puzzle book. In two, a Princess Diana mug. In three, a year's supply of juicy fruit chewing gum. In four, an electronic calculator. In five, a Commodore 64. In six, a weekend in Wrexham. In seven, a Little Chef Olympic breakfast. And Bully's special prize, a culinary collection with silver spoons endorsed by Yuri Geller. Yay!
Oh. Well, you struggled with that then, didn't you?
I know. Hey? I put a lot of words in this morning.
It was because of the, you were thinking of the Little Chef breakfast.
I got distracted. I knew it was going to happen. How did the Little Chef make their eggs so weird yet perfect looking? It made no sense.
Because the little chef, the little fella,
yeah,
he's a genius. He's a culinary genius.
But it's not the same little guy that works at all the chefs, Ben.
It's what?
It's not the same little... Is little guy the right word?
Yeah. He calls himself that.
You're right. It's not the same little chef that works at all the restaurants, Ben. How would he do that?
Well, he's magic, you know. I mean, look what he looks like. He's not from this world, is he? He looks like that played at that... Do you remember the old...
He looks like the Michelin Man's son.
No, he does look like the Michelin Man's son, but he also looks like that... You remember that little dough guy?
Pillsbury Doughboy?
Yeah.
Yeah?
He looks like him a bit. And he also looks like...
That's a strange American reference, Ben, for this show.
No, we had that here. We had
did
a,
we?
Yeah, we had a little dough...
Well, you prodded someone in the stomach and you went...
Yeah, that one.
Creepy! Stop it! I don't want my dough
that
doing
was
that.
Was Little Chef, wasn't it? In his early years, before he got a cooking degree.
Yeah, I think the eyes were slightly more manic.
I say degree, it was more an AS level.
In home economics.
In home economics. Yeah. Home ec.
Previously on CSI Shindig.
President Assad is in battle. This was his first public speech in 6 months to a care...
Hello? It's not even that big a flat. See ya. Computer.
Yes, master.
Plot a course for Earth.
Your wish is my command.
Whoa.
So, Mal, where do we go from here?
What's this
absolutely future award-winning piece of radio drama...
CSI Shindig.
Where do we go, Marv?
Ben, I can't really... I don't want to... I'm the main writer. We all know this.
Yes.
So, main soul. So, I don't really want to talk to him. What do you think what's going on?
I think that at the start you had a general premise that you were going to be a bit obscure and a bit weird. And then by the third episode you went, where do I go? I know. Let's do sci-fi. And
well,
it didn't become CSI Shindig, it became Sci-Fi Shindig.
What I like to think, Ben, is that I did in 3 episodes what Lost did over 7 series.
That's true, and it was less heartache.
You know what I mean?
So. Yeah.
I like man was funnier,
yep.
Better acted.
There was no polar bear, which made you go, what the hell's a polar bear doing there?
I was going to write a polar bear in episode 3.
Don't do it. How would you... The thing is about a polar bear on the radio... How would you make the audience know that that was a polar bear, Marv, without going, hello, I'm a polar bear?
Ben, that's a good point.
It's a good impression of a polar bear.
I'm a polar bear. Now, there is a point to all of this. I do have a plan.
Right.
This is going somewhere.
People, get in touch.
All right.
We want to know where Marv's going.
It's going somewhere. We've all got the key points out of that CSI nice summary there, that wrap-up. But let's crack on and have a listen to episode 4 of CSI Shindig. Wait, what are you doing here? Computer, cancel that order.
Yes, master.
So, finally we meet. I'll never give you the code. Never. Never. No, wait, no. No, please. Please don't do it. Not the animals. No! Why? The humanity! Hey, stupid. You missed the cow.
Computer, initialize self-destruction sequence.
Yes, Master. Ship will self-destruct in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Oh. Well.
What do you make of episode 4? People will talk about episode 4.
You did put the audience on the apologies list, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Why?
Okay, just checking.
Why?
Just checking.
What's your point?
No, I'm just saying. Let us know where it's going, people, because I'm pretty sure the writers now are going in a weird directions and maybe need to be clawed back a bit.
I'll tell you what. I'll give you a little insight.
Yes?
There are two people having a fight.
Yeah, and some cows.
One of them is President Assad.
Well,
that's all
CSI
I can say.
Shindig.
That's all I can say. So, big news this week.
What's the big news?
Friends is back.
Yes, don't ruin the media.
No. But this made me think, we're going to go into the media review later, but it made me think that despite the fact that we've worked together since 2007.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And despite that, Ben, so 9 years now this year, 9 years. Despite that, I don't really know you. So I thought, Ben, it'd be fun to do a little friends test, right? So what I've written is some statements down here. Yeah. I want you to finish off the statement each time.
Okay.
All right? Seems fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
And through this, I'm going to get to learn more about you.
Okay.
And also, Ben, because we're inclusive, the listener at home. Number one, when you were a kid, you wanted to be a...
At what age?
Oh, all right. Let's say 12.
An archaeologist.
All right. 5?
I think an archaeologist. Primary school.
So why did you ask me what age? Why?
Well, because 15, I'd stop that game.
Okay. I wouldn't. All right. So, all right. At 18, what did you want to be?
I wanted to work for a pallet company.
Well, congratulations, Ben. Your dream came true.
I wanted to be in a band.
Yeah, you did.
I did, yeah.
That's true. So, archaeologist.
Yeah.
And then musician.
In fact, when I was about 8 or 9, I used to do recordings because at that point I wanted to be a radio DJ.
Wow.
Yeah.
I used to do that too, Ben.
I think most people did. I don't think it's anything special.
I don't think they did. I think most people played football and got friends.
We didn't do that.
Number two, the thing you like least about yourself is your...
Can
I suggest an answer?
Yes.
Face.
I like my face.
Okay, sorry. Just a suggestion. Another guess?
Yeah.
Your personality?
No, I quite like my personality.
Oh, okay, fine.
It's not too in your face.
Well, you come up with an answer then, Ben.
My friends.
This would be a better radio show if we...
organised ourselves a bit better.
Well, you say that, Ben, but who's come up with a list of questions to get to know his friend better, eh? Who's done that? This guy right here. The fat lad has got a good touch. If that football story didn't make it in, that reference makes no sense.
No, a good touch, a good first touch.
Thank you very much.
Second one, I just fall over.
I have got the best first touch
of anyone in history. Brings the ball down from 50 feet. Comes, whoa, it comes right on his foot, like on a sixpence, and he's so surprised by it, he trips over his left ankle.
Just go over. The largest number you can think of is...
1,675,485,067.
That's a big number, Ben. That is a big, big number. Next question. Things would be better in the world in general if people just...
Stop being so stupid.
Just stop being so stupid.
Yeah.
Have you got an example of this?
Voting Conservative is stupid, isn't it? I mean, what's the point?
I thought you were going to say something like, I saw a guy earlier... trying to pull a door which said push on it, but no, you've gone for the Tories again. Next statement. If you were queen for a day, you would...
Get rid of myself.
That answer's got depth, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Can't even be euphemistic with that.
You
phrased that very cleverly, Ben.
Thank you.
Next one. If you were forced to meet Nigel Farage,
yes,
you would arrange to meet him at... Can I... Again, I've got a suggestion.
Yes.
A harvester.
No, got a better one. 42s.
42s, really?
In fact, no, Tiger Lounge. His suits would go down a storm in there.
You're right, actually. Yeah.
I'd get him one of those peanuts from the machine they've got there.
Yeah.
And I'd get him some £1.
Some of the Egyptian peanuts?
Yeah, and I'd get him some of the £1 tequilas.
Right.
That are very suspiciously coloured.
What colour are they?
Like silver.
Ooh. Mm. I'm not sure about that at all, Ben. I'm not sure Farage would like the music that goes on in there.
I'd go on French chic night.
Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Fun house. Fun house. Yeah, right. Okay, so last week we asked you to get in touch with your body parts and breakfast products puns. Ben, are you going to kick things off with the online community for us?
There's
would that
been
be all right?
So much. Been inundated this week.
Inundated, Ben.
Inundated.
You can't be inundated. That's weird. Ben's going to kick things off with the online community, please.
Let's start with Neil Beefman.
All right.
Okay. He's come up with a couple. Whole brain flakes.
Yeah.
A selection of cold meats. Atasols.
What?
Don't get that one.
Metatarsals?
That's it.
Right.
Now, there's been a load on Twitter. Let's start with Sol Moores, who says Shreheadies.
Nice, yeah.
That is good. Now, Failsworth's come up with a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
So readable out in the air?
Yeah, yeah. So we've got Scalpin.
Good, yes.
Yes. Eggs. Just
yeah,
eggs.
Just eggs, yeah.
Toast.
Good, yeah.
Marmalade.
Oh, yeah, to put on the toast, yeah.
Max Burgess on Twitter, bald head and soldiers.
Good, yeah. It's tricky to say, yeah.
Barberin on Twitter, crunchy foot cornflakes.
Crunchy what, sorry?
Crunchy foot cornflakes.
Yeah, yeah.
Maver on
Thanks,
Twitter.
Thanks, Barberin, nearly tripped him up in the air. That was a treat.
Maver on Twitter. To host again.
Yeah.
Bacon booty.
Yes, nice.
Deviled kidneys.
Right.
Although you could have had just deviled kidneys.
Yeah, that would be fine too, yeah.
Feetabix. Linda's come up with a load on Twitter. She's got crunchy nut cornflakes, yeah. Of course. Flakes off your hair, obviously.
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
What's this? Rye's Krispies.
Rye's, yeah, okay, I see, yeah.
With a slice of fried head. On the side.
Nice, yeah.
That follows on from eggs, bacon, and tomatoes.
Toes, yeah. Got it, yeah.
One for you, Marv, yeah. Which is a pun on you, as well as this one.
Right.
Marvite on toes.
Marvite on toes.
Yes.
I like it.
You can have, of course...
It's not often one of us gets incorporated.
How do you like your eggs, Marv? Do you like it over easy?
Ease?
Over easy.
No, I like. Oh, good. All right. Eggs over easy. That's
and cornea true. Flakes.
Cornea flakes. Lovely. I think I've got that one as well. Right. Well, let me take you through the punning panels list, Ben, if I may. We've got Lucky Arms. We also had Feetabix. Crunchy Butt Cornflakes. Ready Neck. Ready Breast. Fruit and Fiber. Thigh Fiber. Also Fruit and Finger. That's a bit more
That's
crude.
That's a bit much.
Oreos. Yeah, cereal, ear, cereal. Yeah, it's in there. Lucky Palms, bacon butty. Someone said Nostraletta, which is ridiculous. That's supposed to be Nutella. Nostraletta, ridiculous. That's Russ Clark from the bonus round right there. Parmo Chocolat, Parmo Chocolat. We also had toached eggs, toached scrambled eggs. We also had diaphragmed eggs. Frost Eyes. Smoked Nipper, Pop Hearts, Golden Greyhounds, Fried Mushrooms. One from the Michael Ward, our Test Ricicles. Spleens on Toast, Colon Pops, Adam's Apple Juice. That's quite a clever one. I like that one. Cornea Flakes. And finally, the one we had was, there's three here. Fried spleen, tomatoes. There's four in there. Tomatoes. Fried spleen tomatoes.
Go back to the one about...
Test Ricicles.
Well, there was the one before that one.
Fried mushrooms.
I'm tempted by the mushrooms,
well,
to be honest.
The fried mushrooms was very good.
Oh, it's a tricky one, Marv. We've got a whole plethora here. It's like some kind of breakfast buffer,
isn't it? It's a lovely buffer.
Horrible buffer. I'll be honest with you. None of it is appetizing in the slightest.
You know, I'm not against the idea that we award multiple awards.
There's just so many.
There is a lot of really good ones. So,
I mean, Marvite on Toes is good because it's got your name in it, but you can't really have that.
No, it wasn't about me. It's a pleasure, and I'm glad they did it, but it's not about me.
See, I like eggs over easy.
Over easy is a good one.
It is, because it's subtle.
So how about we split the points between eggs over easy and fried mushrooms?
They're both from the same area, aren't they, of course?
So that's the good news.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. Who came up with a...
I think James Honey at CHEP did that.
James Honey, well done. Well done to the punning panel for fried mushrooms. Congratulations. Mm. Big thanks to the online community for getting in touch with us this week. Big reaction.
Big reaction.
Big reaction.
So for next week, Mav?
For next week, Ben, we're looking for bands or artists. I'll allow artists, yeah? And diseases, Ben. As an example, I've got guns and multiple sclerosis.
Okay.
Guns and multiple sclerosis.
What on earth could go wrong?
This is going to be fine. Bands and diseases for next week, please, ladies and gentlemen. I'll say it once more. Bands and diseases.
I have seen roses damasked red and white, but no such roses see I in her cheeks. And in some perfumes is there more delight than in the breath that from my mistress reeks.